Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours main news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Stakeholders call for unity following Assent Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. Government denies knowledge of alleged U.S. funding hold for Zambia. Rebels start to withdraw from key DR Congo City, leaders say.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Other details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwapeng. Now, some stakeholders from various sectors of society have called for closure and national unity following President Alain Ichilema's assent of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 into law. President Ichilema assented to the bill this morning following Parliament's overwhelming approval on Monday. Speaking to Millennium Radio Parliamentary Committee on Constitutional Amendments, Chairperson Inga Wamunyema said that with the bill now law, it's time for the country to move forward together. Mr. Wamunyema noted that the amended constitution is expected in change the course of politics in Zambia by creating opportunities for youth, women and persons with disabilities to participate meaningfully in governance. He added that the divergent views and emotional debates during the constitutional amendment process were normal given the significance of the matter.
I look at it as very historic, a process that steered the country into national debate for and against. But I think today represents closure to a process that has been long overdue. So for me, the inclusion of young women, of young people, of youths, of people with disabilities in the constitution is a landmark step for Zambia. I know that, the undertaking of the constitution amendment process is always very emotive.
Meanwhile, Governance, Elections, Advocacy and Research Services Gears Initiative Zambia Executive Director Patrick Kaumba described the disagreements and debates witnessed during the process as a sign of healthy democracy, emphasizing that open debates and differing opinions are distinguished Zambia's democratic space.
The whole process has been, there were quite divergent views. For me, that is health for democracy, where the people opposing this, the people who are contending this, and so on. At the end of the day, the people's representatives, they reparated and they delivered, the bill. It is also expected that we have divergent views in a democracy. But at the end of the day, I'm sure the majority will always carry the day.
Meanwhile, Zambia National Students Union's ANASU President Dennis Chipili welcomed the assent, saying it will enhance youth participation in governance and it is an encouraging development for young people aspiring to contribute to national leadership and decision making.
As a student, number one, for me, proportional representation is very much welcome, because then this will seek to have young people in parliament. It will give also opportunities to young students who have enhanced their political endeavors, and this is going to see them into parliament. My reaction to proportional representation is that each political party then should have the political will to make sure that well and deserved young people are included in the selection process of proportional representation. The women, I think it's also a plus, and to the disabled. In our jurisdiction as students, we have the majority of students in universities who are differently abled.
And additionally, the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, through its affiliate, the National Union for Technical Lecturers and Allied Workers, President Emmanuel Mwela expressed full support for the bill and welcomed its passage into law.
The clauses that were presented before Parliament and which we fully debated at Congress, when the Congress of Trade Union and its affiliates, And today marks another milestone in the history of Zambia's constitutional reform. And it is our hope and resolve that we now give it to the government to see how they implement and further service delivery to the so many millions that are looking up to the food service. And so as Zambia, as National Union of Technical Education lecturers and allied workers, we are thrilled with the appointment by the president.
The government has stated that it is unaware of claims that the United States is withholding major financial support to Zambia, reportedly amounting to $2 billion in economic funding and 1.5 million Kwacha in health grants. Recent reports suggested that the U.S. had pledged their funds but may have halted the disbursement due to disagreements with the Zambian government, particularly in the mining sector. However, Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa dismissed the claims by saying government has not yet received any official communication from the United States regarding the suspension or withholding of funds. Mr. Mwetwa further noted that matters relating to international funding, grants and economic cooperation fall under the Ministry of Finance mandate and referred the reporter to the Ministry of an official position. The alleged funding, if confirmed, is understood to be earmarked for economic development programs and support to the health sector.
Ministry of Finance, let me have facts so that I give the nation, I speak to what my mind has been convoluted by the constitution, so I need to rewind, to unwind first.
Attempts to obtain a comment from the Ministry of Finance and National Planning were unsuccessful as the ministry did not respond to calls seeking clarification. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has called on the Civil Service Commission to disclose the terms of reference under which the steering committee is overseeing the recruitment of 2,000 health workers once appointed. Recently, the Civil Service Commission saw in members of the steering committee for the recruitment exercise but declined to release the names of those appointed. However, MedRap chairperson Lioka Liok has demanded that the names of the committee members be made public, stating that the recruitment of health workers is a matter of public interest. He says that stakeholders are keen to know who's leading the committee in the interest of transparency and accountability. Mr. Liok has further questioned the secrecy surrounding the selection of the committee members, describing it as unnecessary and contrary to principles of good governance.
And with due respect to jurisdiction, in the sense that we're dealing with public affairs that have to do with the members of the public and their governments, I think that it's very important, and I think we'd want to stress that it's very important that members of such a committee are made public to members of the public. And such should also be their work and their terms of reference for which they are appointed to complete a particular task.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has expressed serious concern over a spate of electrocution incidents recorded across the country, some of which have resulted in loss of life. Mr. Nenganjisega Pizie, who is a part of the Public Relations Office at the Energy Regulation Board, has warned that while electricity is vital for daily life and economic activity, it can be extremely dangerous if mishandled or if electrical infrastructure is interfered with. Mr. Sikapizie stated that according to preliminary investigations, most of the recent incidents have been linked to illegal electricity connections, faulty internal wiring, damaged or low-hanging power lines, and unauthorized repairs carried out by unqualified individuals. He has since urged members of the public to exercise caution and strictly observe safety measures around electrical installations. Mr. Sikapizie assured that ERB working closely with the licensed utilities to speed up infrastructure repairs and reinforce routine safety inspections in high-risk areas.
The Energy Regulation Board is deeply concerned about recent electrocution incidents across the country, some of which have been fatal. Electricity, while essential, poses serious risks if mishandled or if infrastructure is tampered with. Investigations indicate that these incidents are largely due to illegal connections, faulty wiring, damaged or low-hanging power lines, and unauthorized repairs by unqualified individuals. The public is therefore urged to report